Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Heiner is here. Sarah is a new friend of the show, but someone I've met, and had a wonderful visit with her a while back, and she is the publisher and the chief operating officer of Bottom Line Publications. They're in the publishing business. It's a family-owned business started by her father, and she's here to talk to us about that family business, which is one of our favorite topics around here. Sarah Heiner, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Although you were actually right the first time, I am president.
Okay.
I used to be publisher and COO, but now I'm president. Now I'm the big cheese.
There you go. You're the one who has to be responsible for making payroll on Friday. That's what I think about when you get that title. You know, that's really great. You know, right? That means you get to make payroll, right?
Well, I always joke. I'm very important and I'm very lonely.
Exactly. So, okay, I love the story that you tell about your father starting the business. Would you tell my audience about that?
The business was started in 1972, and I always tell the story, I tell my children that I've been working since I'm 12, because it was a newsletter business. He wanted to start a magazine, but he couldn't afford to do that because he needed an ad sales team to be able to do it, so he did a newsletter. And he quickly came home and said to my mom, "Honey, you're going to be in charge of customer service." So all of that literally was in our basement.
That's a family business.
It truly was a family business. And so we did all of the order processing. I would spend my Saturday afternoons, no joke, watching Shirley Temple movies and hand-inserting bills to our customers because we didn't have...
What a great story.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was actually interesting, you know. Family businesses, that was my family's activity. Mm-hmm. You know, some families play softball, some people go hiking or whatever it is.
And whatever you do together, right?
It was definitely our family's activity.
See, I understand, because my family time together was working on the farm.
Right.
My dad and I didn't play golf together, we didn't play tennis together. You know, we didn't go to the library together. We worked.
Right. Right, and you shared that. Not only did you spend the time together, but you had the shared connection of experience.
Well, and I'm sure you feel the same way. I have the blessing from my parents of them allowing me to see them struggle and to make a living. That was what I got. I'm sure you got the same thing.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I saw
what a blessing
that
is, huh?
Totally. I saw how hard they worked. And I saw, you know, we had some funny nights, too, and funny moments. We would, you know, in the publishing industry, you have to produce, in the old days, you had to produce the mailing list in order to be, you know, so the magazines could get shipped out. And there were nights, try to simplify the story, but there were everybody's name, instead of being on a computer file, you just push a button.
Right.
Everybody's name was on like a dog tag,
right,
literally, and they were manually filed into these big long drawers. And my father and my mom, on whatever night it was, Tuesday night, they'd work late into the night taking all those names and running them through a machine to produce the labels, and they'd drop them. And there would be this loud crash,
The
names would get out of order. And we'd all have to scurry and put them back in order. And it was, you know, one of those, like, we'll laugh one day about this. But everybody.
But not right now.
Right now is, holy moly, get that done now. Hands on deck.
What a great story. So, now, did you have siblings?
I do. I have an older brother and a younger sister.
Yeah.
We're all in the business.
All
and my
business.
Mom is still there. My mom's 83 years old. She's
is
still
that
there
right?
every day.
How long has your father been gone?
My father's been gone about 2.5 years.
Yeah. Well.
But he is present.
Tell us his name.
His name is Marty Edelson.
And your mother?
My mother's Rita.
Rita. So Marty and Rita, we're dedicating the show to them, and to Rita and to the memory of Marty.
Oh, thank you.
The rest
you.
Of the show. So, okay. Then the business grew up, didn't it? Like you.
Well, it did. Yes, it did. So, you know, they started out, there were three people in kind of a closet in New York, and then the customer service in our basement. on the ping pong table. No one got to play ping pong anymore. And then, yeah, they grew up. So now we have about 60 people in our offices and our customer service. We now professionalized, and it's now outside at service bureaus, although my mother still does all of the what we call the specials,
right.
Kind of the, you know, people that have special.
What did you learn from your parents about the business, about not just about the struggle, because we talked about that, but about the business? What are you doing today that you couldn't really do if they hadn't taught you this along the way?
The thing that's most interesting to me, and we've just hired, you and I were talking about, you know, the publishing industry, and we'll talk about that later a little more. I've just hired 10 people. So I used to have 55 people. Now I've got 65 people, right? So that's a lot of people. And they
that's
all
a lot of payroll.
It is. They all have digital skills because I need to bring in these new skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's really striking me is what I absorbed. I mean, this business is just in my bones. You know, when you're part of it, you know, you absorb what it is. Now, what did I learn? You know, so I think some of the things that were most important that my dad taught me was, you know, be generous, right? That to be generous with your people. When you fire someone, this is a great tip, fire generously.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we always give generous severance. It's, you know, it's sad to have to separate from somebody. It's sad to have to, well, as I call it, transfer to a new team.
Right.
And there are lives and there are children and there, you know, nobody's a bad person.
Companies don't bleed, people bleed.
Yeah,
that's
what
one of my mentors told me that once.
Yeah, and you want to be sure that you help them to be able to find the right path that's for them, even if it wasn't right at your place for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, our whole company is just is premised on just an integrity of living clean. And that's what we do. We pay our bills on time. We always, in our accounts payable, I always make sure the little guy is paid first, not the big guy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So people worry about, oh, let's make sure that the big bills are paid. No, the little guy really cares about their $200 payment for writing a story for us. I could, HP can
Marty
hold
Edelman,
off 5 minutes.
Right?
Edelston.
Edelston. Marty Edelston lives, ladies and gentlemen.
He does. He's on the wall of my office.
In the form of Sarah Heiner. I need a website, Sarah.
Bottomlinepersonal.com. That's our primary publication.
Right, and folks, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this beautiful newsletter that's this. How many pages here?
16.
Very
I've got
portable. All, I've got
very
a bunch
jam-packed.
Of copies here. This is outstanding. But also, bottom line, yearbook.
We do the
2015. I've got it right here. It's absolutely outstanding. I love this. Thank you for sending it to me, Sarah. We come back. I'm going to get Sarah to talk to us about. The future of publishing. What's the industry doing now, and what's it looking like in the future? She's got that perspective. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.